Lynn Shear, I know she's known as a broadcaster, but one of the first things she did was the Liberated Women's Calendar back in the 70s, which had events in women's lives and gave you a sense of, oh yeah, a woman did that. Oh, not just the Amelia Earharts of the world, but lots of women. And then she went on to write the first book on women's historic sites called Susan B. Anthony Slept Here. The other women were honoring Darlene Clark Hine. Last year she won the award from President Obama for her work in humanities. Darlene Clark Hine has pioneered the field of African-American women's history in a way few others had, because she's interviewed the so-called common community woman. Judy Young, who's our own Northern California woman, opened up the whole field of Asian American women's studies and what does that mean and what was it like for Chinese women, and specifically what was it like for women in San Francisco. And then Vicky Ruiz, again a pioneer in Latin American women's history. So it's all of these stories coming together, and we talk about what they have done in the last 35 years. And they've been a huge help to the National Women's History Project. A woman who's a little older, Polly Coffin, or it's she did the Boston Women's Heritage Trail with students so that students could participate and see this history, claim this history, at the same time being part of it. She did also a Portland Women's Heritage Trail, and then she had a Fulbright to go to Norway and did a Women's Heritage Trail over there. And then Holly Neer, who actually lives in this county, and the work that she's done to celebrate women's life, whole issues of peace and justice, has just been remarkable. So yeah, I'd say that this year, more than any other, we are really celebrating the women who have created so much of the new knowledge, new assumptions, new ideas about who women are and what we've done over the last 35 years.